KBOK is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOK.
Nogales High School's Mariachi Apache was recently selected as the opening musical act at the 2012 National School Board Association Conference in Boston. The group was chosen as one of three groups to perform at the conference from a nationwide pool. It's a huge honor for the students and also for their master teacher, Gilbert Velez. Gilbert Velez is no stranger to national and international recognition. His illustrious career as a master mariachi, educator, and a ninth degree karate black belt has taken him around the world. He has performed with several award-winning groups, including Los Changuitos Feos, America's first homegrown mariachi band, founded in Tucson in 1964. He's also held a number of leadership positions, including Commissioner of Arts and Culture for the City of Tucson, Educational Director of the Tucson International Mariachi Congress, and Professor of Mariachi Studies at the University of Arizona. Gilbert has a long list of stories from his career, but one of his favorites dates back to 1985 with Tucson's International Mariachi America.
In 1985, we had an invitation to go to Edinburgh, Scotland for the Edinburgh Music Festival. Of course, it was sold out, the city, so we lived 30 miles away across the Firth of Forth in a town called Inverkeithing. Inverkeithing was, and it was a town where if they didn't like you, they never saw you again. You see, it was one main street. Ancient town. Children and bicycles would come and see us all the time. Kids had never seen a Mexican. And then when we'd come home from our performances at 6 o'clock at night or so, all the townspeople were in the pub because, you know, it's a bed and breakfast. And the world champion bagpiper lived there. Bagpipes every night. And then we'd play for him right there. Like these people saw us off every day. And then we're there when we came home at night. They were very funny, so they loved us.
The villagers of Inverkeithing weren't the only fans of Mariachi America. They were the first mariachi band to perform at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and they made quite an impact, performing nightly to a packed house.
We appeared with our uniforms and our sombreros, and we just blew everybody away. Our show sold out, so we started a second show. So the second show we did, we show up there, and of course, no publicity, no nothing, just word of mouth. And so there were three people there. The guy says, are you still going to do the show? I said, well, did you pay? They said, yes. I said, well, we'll do our show. And boom, we did the whole hour and a half show, and they were just applauding. And they said, wow, this is amazing. I said, well, if one person shows up, we have to do a show. I've always believed that.
As it turned out, those three audience members were no ordinary festival goers.
The three people were the critics from the newspaper. The paper came out with the winners. There were three groups that they couldn't decide for first place. Us, some orchestra, and a circus. So they awarded us all a first place award as the best of the fringe. So after that award, we decided not to compete anymore because we won the world's highest honors. So you never know. I always tell people, you never know who's in the audience.
Gilbert Velez's many contributions to the arts in Arizona are featured as part of the MIMS celebration of 100 years of Arizona music, running through January 6, 2013. If you'd like to see videos of Mariachi Apache, Gilbert Velez's student program from Nogales High School, visit kbaq.org. I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial Legacy Project, produced by 89.5 KBOK and supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council.